Chapter 5, Life's Destination. By His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. Honorable teachers, respectable Vaishnavas, and my beloved students, I am feeling very fortunate that you have given me this chance to speak about Krishna consciousness. I am especially indebted to the authorities of this college. Because of their kindness, it was possible for me to meet with you all today. When I first came here to Mauritius, I noticed some very auspicious symptoms. I noticed that the trees are bearing so many fruits. All the earth is very fertile, and all the people are very conscious of religion. I was surprised to see that this country is like a heaven on earth. I saw that many mangoes had fallen from the trees, and many other trees bore ripe papayas and other fruits. Yet nobody collected those fruits. Seeing these symptoms immediately inspired me to remember Sri Vrindavan Dham. There we find ripe fruits on the trees everywhere, and the souls residing there are full of the mood of service. They are all eternally engaged in the divine service of the Supreme Lord. We find such descriptions of Goloka Vrindavan, the holy abode of Krishna, in Sri Brahma Samhita. This holy book was brought by Sriman Mahaprabhu from South India, and it is widely accepted by religious authorities as the authentic treatise depicting the teachings of Sriman Mahaprabhu. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Sri Brahma Samhita 5.1. Quote, "The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the embodiment of truth, consciousness, and joy, is Govinda, Krishna. He is beginningless, the origin of all that be, and the cause of all causes." End of quote. That is, the actual form of each one of us originates from the Satchit Ananda Vigraha of Krishna. All the Vedic scriptures teach us that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Other gods also have their own abodes and full powers, but as expansions of the power of the Infinite Personality of Godhead, Krishna. If you subtract infinite power from infinite power, you will still remain with infinite power, in a similar way as 0 - 0 = 0. Om Purnam Adha Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachyate Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Eva Vashishyate. A proper examination of the Vedic scriptures will leave us with no doubt that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Throughout the whole world, people are chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and through that we can also have some understanding. In all the scriptures, the Vedanta Upanishads, the 18 Puranas, etc., everywhere we find chanted the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Still the question arises, what is Krishna consciousness and why should we worship Krishna? We are in want. We are not fulfilled within ourselves. And for that fulfillment we must worship Krishna. What is our want? We need love. We need beauty. We need charm. We need ecstasy. and so on. These are essential for our living soul. The soul is always in a state of living. The properties of the soul are willing, feeling, and thinking. The soul can move, and the jara, the material, cannot move. But even within matter, souls are living. Within a tree is living a soul, and this has also been proved by scientists, such as Jagadish Bose. But this knowledge is not new. In the ancient Vedas, we will find all knowledge given in a living way. The knowledge given by the Vedas is that behind everything is the living soul. And if we study the Vedas, we will find this out. The property of the living soul is willing, feeling, and thinking. One who has these properties must necessarily need to do something. He can do good or he can do bad. If he will do good, then good reaction will come to him. And if he will do bad, then bad will come to him as his reaction. You have probably heard Newton's third law, which states, to every action there is an equal and opposite reaction. Every action has reaction. Therefore we shall try to do good things, otherwise we shall not receive any good reaction. And to get relief from all reaction, we are to follow in the line of Krishna consciousness. There we can see that if we surrender fully to Krishna, then everything will go directly into his account. If we can put all our actions in the line of Krishna consciousness, reaction will not come to us. This process has been given in Srimad Bhagavatam and Srimad Bhagavad Gita. In this gathering, you are all students, and you all wish to know something about religion, specifically something about Krishna consciousness. If you will try to read Srimad Bhagavad Gita, you must be benefited. Everyone has the chance to improve his future by reading this book, whether he is a fruitive worker who needs to do some work, or a knowledge seeker who always must think and gain knowledge, or a yogi wanting to conquer power from the environment, or a bhakta who is always surrendered and fully dependent upon the knowledge of Krishna consciousness. Everyone can gain some good future prospect from reading Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Anasaktasya vishayan yatharham upayangjata nirbandha krishna sambandhe yuktam vairagyam uchyate. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.255. The real benefit to be gained is that without mundane attachment, we are to engage in service to Krishna. Ashochan anvashochas twang pragyavadangs cha bashase gatasun agatasuns cha nanu shochanti panditaha. Bhagavad Gita 2.11. Krishna said to Arjuna, quote, "You are speaking like a wise man, but you are suffering from this material happiness and sadness. You are showing yourself to be knowledgeable in the Vedas, a pandit, but you are not actually following that line." End of quote. Then Krishna started to give some knowledge of the Vedas to Arjuna. He explained that there is a certain plane, and if we can live there, no reaction will come to us. Krishna said, Niyatam kuru karma tvam, karma jayo hya karmana, sharira yatra pichate, na prasidyet akarmana, Bhagavad Gita 2:8. Quote, "If you do not do anything, then you will not get anything. You will not even be able to survive. You must do something, so try to do something good." End of quote. Yagyartat karmanonyatra loko yang karma bandhana tadartang karma konteya mukta sangha samachara. Bhagavad Gita 2:9. Quote, "O Arjuna, this whole world of living beings comes into bondage by all action, except action performed as selfless duty offered unto Lord Vishnu. Therefore, being free from attachment, fully engage in the performance of action for the purpose of such sacrifice." End of quote. Actually, we need to do something good even from childhood. This is the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna consciousness. Whenever we shall gain any knowledge, we shall try to use that for a good purpose. Not only a good purpose, but we shall use it in a way that will be good for everybody. If we will proceed in this way, we shall get super benefit in our life as the final result. When students endeavor for promotion to a higher class, they try heart and soul. But everyone is not able to get the desired result because there may be many types of deficiency. Some may fail in their class. But if we can think that failure is the pillar of success, then we can get much strength to try and try again. Even in the mundane world, we must apply this process. At first, nobody can run. When a very young child tries to run, he must fall down on the ground. But again he rises to run. He falls down, runs, falls down. But gradually he will gain strength and capacity. And finally he will be able to run properly. In this way, a karmi, a fruitive worker, has some prospect. Jnanis also, yogis also. But the super prospect is with those who are fully surrendered to Krishna. By their own free will, they march in the line of Krishna consciousness, and they will gain the benefit accordingly. In Srimad Bhagavatam, we find the advice of Prahlad Maharaj to his student classmates. Ko mara acharet pragyo dharman bhagavatan iha dulabhang manushang janma tad apyad ruvam artadam. Srimad Bhagavatam 7:6:1. Prahlad was a devotee of Lord Nrisingadev. His classmate friends were from 5 to 12 years of age. When he met with them in their teacher's house, they would discuss together, and he would urge them to inquire about and practice spiritual life, even from childhood. We have fortunately gained this human body. We are jiva souls, and we may be given any type of body according to our activities. But now, some good previous activities have brought us this human body. In the human body, there is very much possibility to learn many things. We have much capacity to learn and realize. Other species, such as dogs, cows, etc., only have a very limited power of understanding, just sufficient to try to achieve some basic happiness. Real happiness, however, is not possible in this mundane world, but some realization is possible. We use knowledge in many ways to try to gain happiness and a good result. The best thing for the jiva is to try to know What is the transcendental world's environment and his place there? Who am I? Why am I here? What is my destination of life? After death, where shall I go? In this human body, we can realize the answers to many such questions, and that is called Bhagavad Gyan, Bhagavad Dharma. If we shall try to read and know about such topics, we must be benefited. It is necessary that in this life we try to know what is the super benefit of our human life and the super benefit of the soul. The soul is actually transcendental, but our body is mortal. The transcendental body is living in the mortal body, whether it be a human body or any other variety of species. Actually, we are not this body. We are living inside this body. We can understand it when we see a person who is dying. At that time, we cannot give him any more days. We can understand that inside the body is the spirit of the person. With the spirit is willing, feeling, and thinking, and that is called the jiva, the soul. When a man dies, that soul leaves the temporary material body. This is not only Indian philosophy, but in the Western countries also, we find famous philosophers such as Hegel who have similar realizations. We must try to do something good for ourselves, for our soul. Good is possible through the process of humility, tolerance, and giving honor to others. We should try to avoid the opposing environment, and in that way we can happily study what is the soul, what is God, and what is the super benefit of this life. Also, we shall study about where we have come from, where we shall go, etc. Birth and death is natural in this world, and we are always getting happiness and sadness and many other temporary feelings. We must try to understand all these things. Prahlad Maharaj said, Ko mara acharet pragyo dharman bhagavatan iha dulabhang manushang janma tad apyadruvam artadam. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.6.1. We must try to know what is Bhagavad Dharma. And when that steady knowledge comes within us, we shall try to gain the chance through that knowledge to know what is what. If not, we shall be losers. Actually, it is only in this human body that we can understand properly what is good and what is bad. And if we shall try sincerely, we must get that type of knowledge. What is necessary is sincerity, tolerance, humility, and giving honor to others. These four qualities are necessary for everyone. I am very happy to observe that the people here in Mauritius are very enthusiastic and enlightened with these qualities. Furthermore, their tendency is to be real searchers, and they are practicing to do good according to their capacity, while avoiding bad things. I am very happy to see this within this small country. I am pleased to meet with you all. I do not know how much good I can do for you, but I am with you, and it is my expectation that our attempt must be fruitful for the future. Thus ends chapter 5, Life's Destination.